¿Tenés de bella o tenés?
One of the halachot in Borer. Borer, we learned that there's ochel and there's pesolet. Ochel meaning the food, and the pesolet meaning the inedible part. Tosfot on Shabbat Ayin Dalet introduces a relative pesolet. Based on a text that he has in the Braita, Ayu lefanav shene mine ochalim. We have two foods. So Tosafot brings down from Rabbeinu Hananel as well, that the food that you want to eat is the ochel, and the food that you don't care for, that is called pesolet, although it's edible. It's edible to the person, it's edible to other people. But since at that time you don't want it, it has the status of pesolet. Harambam, in his Hilchot Borer, also, I think it's Perek Yud Gimal, or Perek Het in Halakha Yud Bet and Yud Gimal also introduces this concept of the relative pesolet. So that's very important to know that it applies as well in such cases. Maran agrees to such a classification. The Hiddush that we said today is that do the regular rules apply when you're being borer ochel from ochel? Meaning, clearly one cannot be borer ochel from ochel with a vessel. You can only do it biyad. Furthermore, it seems that you'd have to take the item that you want and leave the item that you don't want. Ochel mitoch psolet. The question is regarding the time frame. Well, normally, the law is that you can only be borer on Shabbat, the altar, for immediate use, meaning right at the time of the Seudah. The question is, does that apply as well by ochel from ochel? Harambam, when it comes to ochel from ochel, uses an interesting language. He says that it's forbidden from Shacharit to Ben Arbaim, from the morning to the afternoon. That's the time frame he gives. Sounding like anything less than that would be okay. For example, to be Borer for 3 or 4 hours ahead would be okay. The Bet Yosef points this out, although he doesn't understand why that should be. The Mishnah Berurah actually says there is no difference, that just like one is only allowed to be borer for immediate use when it comes to ochel and psolet, the same thing applies by ochel and ochel. And that's the way the Mishnah Berurah and the Biur Halacha says one has to be strict, that there is no difference in the time frame. You can only borer two foods, one from the other, for immediate use. That's what he says in Biur Halacha. That's the opinion of Achab ben Sion Abba Shaul as well. And that's the opinion of Anacham Avadya. Although the Kaf HaChaim was lenient in Sif Katan Abedhe, where he said that when it comes to two foods, it's okay even if you're 2-3 hours before the meal. He's more lenient. Then he took the opinion of the Magen Abraham. However, the Halakha L'Ma'aseh, the Biur Halakha says, since we can be dealing over with Yisud De'oraita, one has to be strict. So therefore, L'Ma'aseh, whether you're being borer ochel mitoch a real psolet, or tu mine ochalim, where one is a relative psolet, the same laws of time frame are going to apply, albeit it's a mahloket, but the ma'aseh Acham Avadya holds according to the stricter opinion, and therefore we can only be lenient for immediate le'altar use.
All right.